types. One like Samartha, another for Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, they always do fear. And Samartha Lord, they are not Vaishnavas, they don't know what is fear, what is impure. Vaishnavas, they used to do any gross for pleasing Krishna, to please Hari, Guru and Vishnu, and for increase of Krishna consciousness. And Samartha Lord, they used to do anything for their bodily consciousness, not Krishna consciousness. They have idea how we can increase our property, oil, etc. So today, all Samartha Lokas and Masters are doing Sikhirudashi. Sikhirudashi is very, very complicated, not so simple. All jivas, they are called Vihinnamsa Tattva. And Brahma also Vihinnamsa. Brahma also two types. One called Hiranyagarbha Brahma, another called Vairaj Brahma. Don't look there, otherwise you cannot understand. So, Vairaj Brahma is Jivtattva, and Hiranyagarbha Brahma. When there is no qualified jiva, then Bhagavan became Brahma himself and maintained the creation over. So he called Vairaj Hiranyagarbha Brahma. So Shiva is not Vibhinnamsa like Brahma and not Shuddhasattva like Vishnu. Neither Vibhinnamsa like Brahma nor Shuddhasattva like Vishnu. There are so many demonic mentality persons in this world. They thought that Shiva is independent God. So who thought that Shiva is independent God and they worship Shiva as an independent God, they get ruined. He is not independent God. He depends on Vishnu. And he has idea that I am servant of Vishnu. Yet, who has idea, who kept idea in their mind that he is independent God, for this reason they get ruined. There are so many examples in our scripture, I'm giving one after another. Let us give the example. Just like Ravana, ten-headed Ravana. At first, he had only one head. He did severe austerity of Shiva. And he cut off his head and offered to Shiva. By his mercy, he got ten heads. And there is one fatality. If someone cut down his head, after few seconds, ten heads will come again. This fatality. To get benediction from Shiva. Adha ghanta baad prasad hoga, haan? So, after that, he is killed by Lord Ramchandra because he stole a Sita from Ram, so Ram killed him. Kamsa, he had mentality that Shiva is independent God. He worship Shiva as an independent God, so he also killed by Bhagavan Krishna. There are so many examples. When Mahaprabhu went for teaching in South India, from there he brought two books. One is Brahma Samhita, fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita, and another Krishna Paramrita. Brahma Samhita, full of theory, so much Siddhanta, and Krishna Paramrita with Siddhanta full of Ras. So, prominency of Ras in Krishna Paramrita and prominency of Siddhanta in Brahma Samhita. So now we have to know who is Brahma.
Brahma is guru of our sampradaya.
Brahma is guru of our sampradaya. There are four sampradayas. Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sanat. Sri means Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. From Lakshmi one sampradaya came. Ramanujacharya is acharya, preceptor of their sampradaya. Very powerful acharya. Similarly, from Brahma, one sampradaya came. And Madhvacharya is prominent acharya in that sampradaya. So Rudra and Sanat, Rudra means Shiva. From Shiva one sampradaya came, and in his sampradaya, prominent acharya is Nimbadishwar. And four Kumars, they are called Vishnusami sampradaya, Vasudhastha sampradaya, they are powerful acharya is Vishnusami. No, their powerful acharya is Nimbadishwar. And in Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnusami is prominent acharya. But none of them, other than Brahma, not get an initiation from Krishna directly. Only Brahma, he received initiation from Krishna directly. First, all of you are initiated, second initiation also. You have taken second initiation, all of you, from Gurudev.
Yes, yes.
You are from Russia?
Yes.
You? Okay. So, Gopal Mantra, Brahma received by Krishna's learning potency, means Vidya Saraswati Devi. And Krishna gave him Sangayatri by his own flute to Brahma. And he gave Brahman Sanskar. Just like after initiation for male person, we did facilify to give him Brahman Sanskar. That is a Brahman. Similarly, Brahma gets Brahman Sanskar from Krishna by his flute with Sangrati Mantra. So Brahma is so fortunate among four sampradayas. No one is so fortunate like Brahma that he got initiation from Krishna, no one else. So if you want to know Brahma Sangita, it is very, very hard. If you want to know, you have to surrender yourself to lotus feet of Jiv Goswami. Jiv Goswami made commentary about Brahma Sangita. It is also very, very hard. He made commentary in Sanskrit, it is very, very hard. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is seventh Goswami. We have known about Siddhi Goswami, Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopal Bhattadas Raghunath. After them, there are so many acharyas came, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seventh Goswami. So he make one commentary in Bengali language, more easy under Siddhi Goswami, but yet that one also very hard to understand. So who can understand? Very few person who surrendered completely in the lotus feet of Gurudev and who has only beginners to serve Hari Guru and Vishnav, no other mind and no other attitude, they can understand. But Gurudev is more merciful. Just Gurudev finishes Brahma Samhita in this truth. So, Gurudev, taking the all idea of Jiv Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he made one commentary. Gurudev just finished his Hindi commentary. Editing was also almost complete. Little bit needed. After it will go to press. After publication, it will translate into English. English translation is started already. So then you can understand how better real is Brahma Samhita. Do as if there were one English translation. but it's very hard to understand. So Gurudev make it simplified, very simple language and elaborate it, that everyone can understand very easily. So in Brahma Samhita there is one slope about fever. Kiran yatha, kiran yatha, dadi vikaro vishesha yogat. Just like there is a milk and yogurt, etc. some milk product. But yogurt is not other than milk, but not milk. If you put some sour thing with that milk will be transferred into yogurt. Yogurt is nothing other than milk, but yet not milk.
What is the money? The langan, what is the langan?
I'm going to explain that. Sambhu is not independent, Sambhu means Shiva. He is not independent God. He depends on Krishna. So, now Gurudev explain according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur commentary that what is that acid or lemon? And who is Shankar? Vaishnavalang Yatha Sambhu. He is greatest Vaishnav. So if he surrender himself, if he worship himself like a great Vaishnav, then he will bestow his mercy. Then we can understand him and we can understand Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, and by his mercy we can get Krishna Prema. There are three kinds of qualities, three qualities in Maya. Mode of goodness, mode of ignorance and mode of passion. So mode of ignorance is called tamogun. So mode of ignorance from Maya and little quality of tatasthagun. Tatastha means from where jeev come out. And from Chitshakti, mixed Bhadini and Sambit. This is the acid, acidic reaction of the lemon. Just like you put some acid or any yogurt to transfer milk into yogurt, that what is in English term?
Culture.
Yes, culture. This is the culture. What is the culture? Culture is that mode of ignorance of Maya, Samogun, and little quality of Tatastha Shakti, and from Chit Shakti, little Hladini, Sambit, mixed Hladini. So Bhakti is the essence of Sambit and Hladini. So Chit Shakti, from Chit Shakti, Sambit, mixed Hladini. All this together makes Shiva Tattva. And not only that, there is Sangsa Bhavavas. Sangsa means all Vishnu Tattva they call Sangsa. And not Sangsa is there. The semblance of sansa also there. So what is that culture? I am explaining again. There are four things. One, from Maya, the mode of ignorance. Second, little quality of Tatastha Shakti. Third, Sambit Mishrit Hladini from Chit Shakti. One from Maya Shakti, another from Jiva Shakti or Tatastha Shakti, another from Chit Shakti. So from Maya Shakti, mode of ignorance, tamogun, and from Jiva Shakti or Tatastha Shakti, little quality of Tatastha Gun, and from Chit Shakti, Sambit Mishrit Bhavini. And what is the fourth thing of culture? Sangsa Bhavavas. Sangsa means all Vishnu Tattva they call Sangsa. The semblance of Sangsa is there. Combined makes Vishnu Tattva, Siddh Tattva. He is Sadashiv, like Advaita Acharya or Gopisthar. So when these four will combine together, he is called Siddh Tattva or Sadashiv Tattva, and like Advaita Acharya and Gopisthar, they are Sadashiv Tattva. And who destruction in this world, he is Rudrasiv, the Amsa or part of the Sadashiv. Understand?
Yes. Okay.
So this Gopishwar Sadashiv,
he also has some of
those
qualities.
Yes. Put, I explain about four things, all things are there. Hey, my family, you can do that. What do you say?
Stabilizer.
No, he's doing. Vijaya! My prasad is coming here, sir. Passive lead. He leads beyond Viraja. In this world, there are 14 lokas. So, 7 in up and 7 planetary system in lower down. So 7 planetary system lower down and 7 planetary system upper. So after that called Viraja. And beyond Viraja there is Brahmalok.
So
beyond Viraja is Brahmalok. It has two parts. The lower part of Brahmalok, the demons who killed by God, they arrive there and they get salvation. And upper part of that Brahmalok is called Mahesh Dham. Lord Shiva lives there with Parvati and always glorifying Krishna. When Gop Kumar, according to Vyas Bhagavatamritam of Sanatana Goswami, when Gop Kumar went to Mahesh Dham, then he met with the Vishnu Parikar. After that, from there he went to Vishnu Lok, means Vaikuntha. Shiva is not Jiva, yet he is Ishar, but of Vivinamsa. Like Jiva, but not Jiva. It's very complicated. So, now Gurudev explained two stories from Srimad Bhagavatam. One, Lord Ram went for a with his younger brother Lakshman and his eternal potency, his consort Sita Devi. Sita was stolen by Ravan. And he was lamenting so much with Lakshman, he is asking, he is embracing the deer, have you ever seen my Sita? He is asking all three parts and trees, he is asking the river. In the meantime, Lord Shiva came down from Kailas to Dandakaranya forest with his potency, Sati.
So, did
circumambulate of Lord Ram from very far away, that he will not be obstacle on the Ram Leela. And he did pranam, full prostration. Then Sati Devi asked, oh my dear master, to whom you are doing pranam? Lord Shiva told, I did pranam of my Ishtadev. What kind of Ishtadev is he? He is lamenting like a lucky person. I know, here is Sita. He does not know even. How will be God? I know, Ramana has stolen Sita from here. I know where is she, but he does not know. So how we can think that he is God? Then Lord Shiva told, no, I did pranam of my God, my Ishtadev. If you have doubt, then you can go and check. Telling this, Lord Shiva can be further go ahead and was waiting for Sati Devi under a banyan tree. In the meantime, Sati Devi dressed herself like as it is Sita Devi. And she thought, I shall go near to him, then he will embrace me. Oh, Sita has come, Sita will be very happy. And he will be God, then he will recognize me, he will identify me. Then I can understand he is God. So she was moving around here and there. Sometimes hide herself under some creepers. The Lord Ram can see, sometimes coming nearer. But Lord Shiva, seeing her, yet he is not seeing at all.
Lord Rama.
So she also not seeing. So then Ramchandra became so merciful. Oh, I have to bestow my mercy. And when she came near to Lord Ram, then Ramchandra told, oh dear mother, where is Lord Shiva? Why are you moving here all alone? Then she became so fearful. Oh my God, she identified me. Then she closed her eyes and saw, when you open her eyes, saw everywhere Ram, Lakshman, Sita, everywhere Ram and Sita, everywhere. Then he did pranam. Again he rubbed her eyes and saw, oh, Ram is lamenting with Lakshman for Sita. Then she understood that she is not an ordinary person, she is God Himself. Then she came to Lord Shiva. Then Shiva told, have you made a mistake? Oh, what shall I say? Your guru, what you told is true. At first she had doubt. First point. Second point, she made a test. Third point, she told lies. Who is guru? So if you have any doubt in your gurudev, who is qualified gurudev, then your paramatma spiritual life will be finished. So if she did so many mistakes, yet she told lies. So don't tell any lie. Who is going to have gurudev? Is him. So open your heart with Gurudev, then you can advance in Krishna consciousness. Then Lord Shiva promised, I should not accept her anymore like my wife. I shall respect her like my guru, because she dressed herself like Sita Devi. And I should not keep any connection like husband and wife. Then flowers fall from the heavenly planet. And the demigods from Aliyud, only you can promise like this, you can take vow like this. So, then on the way, Parvati, Sati Devi asked, oh, Na, which you promise that demigod is telling and praising you so much? She became silent. Later you can understand. Then she came back in his ashram. She made her seat in front, not left side. And then she understood and she became in front. Later on, Sati Devi went to her father's house, though Lord Shiva checked her. So going there, she could not see any respect for Shiva, so she burned her body and trying to assess. Later on, she became Parvati as a daughter of Himalaya. And she gets married with Lord Shiva. A little bit more, I shall explain tomorrow. Go and take prasad. Otherwise, this person
the last point. Last point was about so we were discussing about the different planetary systems and where she was located.
Okay. Now, what we do on today is from yesterday and today, I shall combinedly discuss. Today we will start Vrindavana, the pranam mantra of Siddh. Vrindavana vanipate jaya soma soma mole sanat sanandana sanatana nara dhidya
लोक ईश्वर ब्रज विलास जीवांगी पद में प्रेम प्रयत्न निरुपाधि नमो नमस्ते दिस श्लोक कंपोज्ड बाय लविसना चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सो हियर गोपीश्वर ब्रज विलासी जीवांगी पद में सो द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस श्लोक वृंदावन बनीपति जय सोम सोम मोले हु इज द ओनर हु इज द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ वृंदावन धाम and who has moon on the top of his head and who is orchid by four kumars and who is Gopisar I am bow down in his lotus feet now Gopisar has two meanings one meaning Gopinam Ishara Gopisar who is the god of Gopis is Gopisar so how is this possible Who is that gopi? Those gopis? The gopis who is not bodily manifestation of Radhika for them. Who did sadhana in this world? After that, they get perfection. For them, Shiva is gopi. They are Ishvara, they are God. Because Shiva is giving entrance to them in Vrindavan Dham. And special meaning, Gopisara, gopi, Gopah, Yasa, Ishvarasa. The Gopi is the god of Shiva. So she became Gopisara. These two meanings.
Second meaning was that he...
Second meaning is the Gopis. They are gods of Ishvara, of Shiva, so she became Gopisara. So the two meaning is clear for you? He's talking in good way. One, two, then drop then. So, Lord Shiva became so early, how I can get entrance in drop then? So Shiva did austerity for Purnamasi Devi. Yes, now it's a troll if you also Purnamasi Devi, only by its market is possible. So, he did after this Purnamasi Devi, Purnamasi became pleased and asked, what do you want? Shiva replied, I want to enter in Ras then. Purnamasi is very, very hard, yet I shall try at my level best. So Purnamasi took him and drowned him in a kunda, in a pond, small pond. Then Lord Shiva became like a teenage gopi. And Purnamasi Devi ordered him, go in Ishan corner. Ishan corner means that south is, north east corner, you will go and sit there.
The east?
North east. You will go and sit there, then from there you can sit us then. So that you can start, there is not so much lizard. All gopis and Krishna are thinking, what is the defect? Why there is no so jubilant in our rock then? Must be some outcast people has entered here. All gopi, they went for searching, who is that outcast person?
Danna Goswami.
Aapne ashirvad diban kyun karo ben? So, at last they discovered. Under a bush in Ishan corner, means north east corner, one teenage gopi, but look like quite new, they never get in the stand. So all gopi caught him. Now, what is your name? She could not reply because Purnamasi never told her name. Now they told, what is the name of your husband? Which village? Why is your in-law's house? Who is your father-in-law? Who is your mother-in-law? She became speechless. She could not reply in question of what is. They blow off her so much, she became silent, then she began to cry. And cried out so much for Purnamasi. Purnamasi came and told, oh, she is my recipient, please bless your mercy. Then gopis bestowed their mercy and told, he is the protector of Vrindavan Dham. And under your kind permission, none can enter this Vrindavan Dham. So, he became
Okay, sir. This was on potency of Yogmaya Purnamasi Devi. So Krishna has so many types of pastimes, like Dasko, mood of servitor mood, Sukho, friendship, Vatsalya, financial mood, and Madhu, paramour mood. So this Purnamasi Devi is predominating deity of collective pastime of Krishna, means Dasa Sukha Vatsalya, collective pastime of Krishna. And Vrindavani is predominating deity of only Madhur Rasa. She arranged only Madhur Lila in groves of Vrindavan for divine sapphires. And Purnamasi Devi, she arranged all kind of pastime for divine sapphires. So who is Vrinda Devi? Vrinda Devi is manifestation of Yogmaya Purnamasi Devi. Now I am coming to some point which we did discuss yesterday and today both. Have I told you yesterday that when Sita, Ravan, Pranaya Sita, we were told this thing also? So why Sati suffered so much? Because Sati Devi is Dandavat Bhai. Ki naam bhai tamar? Tumi yo sankhata na? So Sati Devi did offense in the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra as well as Ramchandra is Bhagavan, as well as the lotus feet of Gurudev. Who is Guru? Sri Shankar. So she did often look up to the Guru and Bhagavan both. She tested Lord Ram, and when Lord Shiva asked, she denied. So she told lie also. At first, she kept doubt in Shankar. When Shankar told Ram is Bhagavan, she kept doubt. And Shankar told that he can take a test. She went for test. But she told lie to Shankar, no, what you told is okay, what this I shall say, told lie. At first, she kept doubt on his Guru, after that she told lie. So don't tell lie to Gurudev and don't give any doubt if Gurudev is bona fide. So for this reason, she suffered so much. So Daksha was father-in-law of Shankar, that means father of Sati Devi. And he had so many daughters. And Sati Devi was the youngest one. And she was very, very beautiful. So she engaged her marriage ceremony with Shankar or Shiva. Once, Daksha Prajapati making some sacrifice, organizing. When she came, Brahma's daughter, Daksha Prajapati did pranam to Brahma because Daksha Prajapati came from Brahma. And Lord Shiva, he is superior to Brahma and he is son-in-law of Daksha Prajapati. So Lord Shiva not stood up seeing Daksha, but this is general rule. If your father or father-in-law is coming, you respect. He will stood up from your seat and have to respect him properly. Though she is son-in-law of Daksha Prajapati, but Shiva is far, far superior to Daksha Prajapati. So Daksha Prajapati was expecting honor, respect from Shiva. He was always observing meditation of Bhagavan. If you pleasing Bhagavan, then you are pleasing everyone. So she got to that, then Daksha Prajapati became furious. Oh, he is like my son, son-in-law and son is saying, he is insulting me, not respecting properly. Okay, I shall give him a good lesson. Later on, he did a fire sacrifice, very, very big. He never did as before.
And he invited all demigods. And he keep some place for sitting and something for them, but not for Sankara. So all are going there to attain that sacrifice, to join there. Sati Devi noticed that all demigods, even her sisters, maybe 7 or 8 sisters, they are also going with their husband. Sati thought, I am neglected by my husband because I taste Lord Rama. So now my husband is treating me like his guru, like his mother. So there is no link like husband and wife. So no need to keep my life anymore. So better I can go there. So he asked permission from Shiva. Shiva told, yes, it is a fact that you can go, anyone can go to guru or parents or maternal uncle without an invitation, there is no harm. But your father is being sacrificed, but he is insulting me, not respecting me properly. So better not to go there. So, but Suti thought, if I go or not, I am already being elected by the Shiva. Better I can give up my life, better I shall go. So, though she did not give permission properly, yet she started to go in there. Uttaran Sankara sent his Nandi means bull, his chariot, and so many assistants with her. So Sati went there. Later on he noticed going there, no one is coming to welcome her. As before, everyone used to come for welcoming. Now, no one is coming for welcome because Daksha will be very angry with them. And anything else? Even her sister is not coming to welcome. Only her mother came for only few minutes to give him some respect like this and that. When she entered in Yajnasala, where the service is going on, she noticed for all demigods, the servants were a place to sit there to take some presentation, but nothing for Shiva. So she sat down there, and her came, did the separation of Shiva from her body, and she turned into ashes. When Daksha was commenting about Shiva, she was like this and that, criticizing, then what happened? Then some persons, some rishis and others, they are admitting, they are inspiring Daksha against the Shiva. When this message went to Lord Shiva that Sati turned into ashes, then Lord Shiva sent Viribhadra, one his servant. Viribhadra came and he took the sword and cut off the neck of Daksha and put on fire. He did fire sacrifice by his head. And who was supporting Daksha to insult Shiva?
Ripped the beard off.
He took the beard off, took the mustache off, and he blow somebody, he fall off all teeth, someone like this and that. He break someone's hand, someone's teeth like this. All became stuck, everything became spoiled. And all demigods have run away from there by fear. So now what to do? So Brahma came and Vishnu came to make please Shiva. Shiva is not angry at all, he is beyond all of these things. Then they request Shiva, so okay, no problem. So go and get anybody's head to whom you meet first. When they went for searching, they saw one goat at first. So they cut off his head and put some, they brought to Shankara. Shankar took this head and connected with Daksha's neck, and after some mantra he became alive again. Now he is understanding, oh, I did offend lotus feet of Shankar, so I suffering like this. He did pranam, now he understood properly who is Shankar. Why Shankar put the head of goat? What is the reason? What is the mystery behind this? Because if you are not doing goat, they always always eating 24 hours a day. Whenever he will get, he will eat. He will not judge this good or bad, everything will eat. And they are very lucky. So being in human body, if you are not doing bhajan, then you are like God. Want to teach this, so he did like Shankar, arranged his boat head for Daksha. Now we were told that so many times we joke each other and it is a cause of offense. When you go to climax point, then son became angry, so it became offense. So Gurudev told, so we should not make fun with others, criticize others, like I am criticizing you. They became happy, but you became offense. That is offense for me and for them also. So we have to be careful about the joking. For Vaishnava Parat, we are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. So it will take, it is taking so long time. So though we are not advancing properly in Krishna consciousness, yet we can get something. What? Which we have in our hearts, we are cherishing some desires. What material desires? For sense gratification, some idea is there. For money-making idea, so you can get that, but not Krishna prem. So you have to be careful. After we were told, maybe, we were told about, we have to be careful for Vaishnava Parag, because Vaishnava Nam Yatha Sambhu, Sambhu means Shiva or Shankar family. He is greatest Vaishnava. So Daksha Prajapati did offense in the lotus feet of Shankar, the lotus of dead Vaishnava. So Daksha suffered, at last he got goat head. So you be careful. Allah Guru was told that we are not respecting Vaishnava properly. Maybe someone joined mosque so late, so young in age, but he did so many things, so much, served so much, in his past birth. So who is being bhajan, he must be respected. But sometimes it happens, so it is quite neophyte, we are not giving him respect, but it is not good. Just like when Sukadev Goswami came, the council of Parikshit Maharaj, all this is, even his father Dasdev and his grandfather Parashar, they stood up and respect Sukadev Goswami properly. Other hand, Gurudev gives another example. Baladev Prabhu is like Krishna and is Bhagavan. When he came in Nainisharanya on the way to travel all tirthas, pilgrimage places, King Baladev Prabhu all stood up, but Lomaharsan Sutta, who was speaker there, who was explaining Puran, he not stood up. Then Baladev Prabhu cut off his head. So, we have rested properly. Now we will give another example of Bhasmasur. There is a demon named Vrikasur, and who worships Shankar's independent god. They suffer so much like Ravan. Ravana is very, very qualified. He knows all Vedas. He was son of one rishi, but he had Mayavad philosophy that Bhagavan has no shape, no potency like this. Paramahansa explained all these things in his one book. It is considered in English also. So, Mayavad Jivani. I don't know the English name or the case.
Oh, I've been trying to say.
Maya is given a book from Vijay, Sarvita and his name. You know?
I know.
You know?
I think they have one old edition.
Maybe I don't know. In English. So, now we will show the story of Vikasur. Vikasur, he asked Narad Rishi, among there are so many demigods, who will be very pleased so quick? Then Narad Rishi told, you can make pleased Lord Shiva very easily and very quick. Then he did austerity for Shivji. Shivji was very pleased and asked for benediction. When Shivji came with Parvati. Seeing Parvati's beauty, shall I come down from his son? He could not take himself. He thought, oh, if I can kill Shiva anyhow, then I shall enjoy Parvati. But if I want to enjoy now, then she will kill me. So somehow or other I have to kill Lord Shiva. Then Parvati could not do anything. Then she bound to take part with me for enjoyment. She told, ask for his benediction. Then he told, I want to whom I shall keep my head on his head, he will surrender at his immediate.
And
yes. She told, yes, it will be. No problem. আমি তোমার দণ্ডবাদ দিয়ে দিব আর ডাকলে একটা মিষ্টি দিয়ে দেবো আর দণ্ডবচার দিয়ে দেবো লর্ড শিবা দেখে হনুমান টু সার্ভ লর্ড রাম and he want to serve Krishna, so he became Bhima. Want to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, he became Madhvacharya. Everywhere in Dham, Shankara everywhere present. In Mathura, he is home of, and he is protector of Dham. In Mathura, he became Bhuteshwar, Rangeshwar, Gokarneshwar, and Pipaleshwar. And in Navadvip, Vriddha Sid. And in Jagannath Puri, in five forms he has protecting Jagannath Puri Dham. Among them, the best one is, prominent one is, I forget the name, Lokanath. Thank you. Lokanath.